evening out.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06. Getting ready to talk with Joe Nichols.
Joey.
Glad you're with us. Don't forget, Razorback softball team plays today against number one. Plays at one against Mississippi State.
Number 10.
Razorbacks are seated seventh, even though they're ranked five in the country, number five in the country, which is nutso.
Nutso butts.
The men's team does not play until Friday night against Oklahoma. Do want to say congratulations to Kyler Tingler. Threw a no-hitter yesterday against the Little Rock Trojans, won the game 12-0. He's a Searcy kid, and I think he knew Coach Curry. I don't know if he was recruited by ULR. I think that was the case, but anyway, all of his family from Searcy came down to be a part of that, so that was pretty cool for him.
Yeah, man.
And that's, like, as I mentioned, that's a good ULR team that you never know could have a chance to run in the tournament like they did, make a run like they did last year.
They couldn't do anything against that pitcher.
Yeah.
And then ASU's bats.
Did you hear Randy was out there yesterday? Double R was out there.
Yeah, live show.
He was talking about how the stadium used to be, you know, when Randy was a player there. And of course, we knew we were there when Randy got his honorary degree.
When I was there, I played with a fella named Jim Thorpe. We were there. We played ball. Me, Walt Coleman, Jim Thorpe. We were there for everybody. And I want to say thank you to Frank Fletcher at Riverfront Steakhouse for always feeding me. Ed Kerr. Happy birthday, Kerr.
Let's bring in our man, Joe, Big Joe Nichols.
I have just morphed in.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols. Brought to you by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
Give me that smile and I'm sorry.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all today?
Great to have you on. We mentioned today's the last day of our sponsorship with D3 Auto Sales out of Desark. So thank them for being your sponsor for the last few months. And there's a sponsorship open. So if you want to sponsor Joe, call our sales staff and hook us up. We said you were the winner of the 2025 Best New Segment Award. Craig O'Neill didn't like that too much, but we told Craig, hey, Craig, you've been here for 3 years.
We
weren't eligible for that.
For him. Yeah, absolutely.
We were making the point, Joe, how crazy it is today with the 1 o'clock first pitch for Arkansas versus Mississippi State in the SEC tournament softball, that Arkansas is ranked 5th in the nation, number one RPI, toughest schedule, but they're seated number 7. They're seated number 7 in the SEC tournament. I mean, that's just weird. It's crazy. Nuts.
It's pretty wild, you know. Hey, but they look good. They got a shot to win it all, man.
I think so. Too.
I'm stoked. You know, having two girls that play softball, we get to watch a little more, you know, softball in our household, and they're excited. We're looking forward to it. And I really think we got a legit shot here.
Yeah, last week, I don't think maybe it was 2 weeks ago. We had both Coach Dyfel on. We've had DJ Gasso on. We had Bree Ellis, and our weekly call is with Ella McDowell. And we've been doing calls with a player for 5 years now, Joe, but we're like you. We think maybe this could be the year. Top to bottom, this is the best hitting lineup they've had from 1-9. The pitching is solid. And so you just, you know, they've been so close knocking on the door. They've proved this year they've went into Alabama. They've gone to Oklahoma. They've gone to Austin and won games they've never won before. In those environments, so they're battle tested. They're not going to be intimidated by anything. I don't really care what they do much. Almost like the baseball tournament this week. You know they've sort of set. You know they've played this year. They've won 41 games, and I don't think they have anything to prove at the tournament. They should get a regional and a shot at a super regional.
Absolutely, I'm pretty sure. I agree with you about the tournament thing. I know in baseball they treat the tournament as a way to set up their pitching, I guess, for the big tournament. So whatever happens, figure out all the kinks, you know, get ready for that big tournament. And like I said, man, I feel good about their shot.
Yeah. It's funny. You and Justin both, you know, have girls that play sports, and, And I know you have how much respect you have for Courtney Dyfel and what she's done. Very, very impressive. Also, you've got the baseball team. Let's I'm sure Joe has heard the call, Raj, but just to go back, there were two great calls from the home run on Sunday, both Phil Elson and the TV. But it was one of those magical moments where you have a freshman step up and really deliver big time.
I'm pretty sure it's his.
And he drives it high to right center field. Federico back at the wall. It's gone. Look-off winner for Christian Turner.
Yeah, listen to that crowd. It was impressive. It was one of those things that Dave Van Horn says, good for the soul to win those kind of games.
Absolutely. Is that the Phil call right there?
No, here's Phil.
That was the TV. Here's Phil
next. The pitch to Turner is hit in the air to right center field. It's hit deep. Back is Mosley. Christian Turner is the hero. And the Hogs have won it on Turner's second home run of the year. Oh, my goodness. This one belongs to the Razorbacks. Pitch. It's Christian Turner with a huge moment. They'll mob him at the plate. The Hogs take 2 out of 3. And they will not hold the Hogs from the third base dugout. Now they're going to celebrate right in front of Ole Miss.
Best part of the call.
Scene, Rebels. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness me.
You know, he said it was good for the – I think we got Justin back. He said it was good for the soul to win.
Yeah, I'm here. I had to take the puppy out.
That's okay.
And take my medication. I'm an 82-year-old, 42-year-old. Sorry.
That's okay. You take your meds. But the thing
– take my blood pressure.
Take your meds. You know, we've lost some games that, you know, we've lost some series or lost some games that, you know, you'd like to win. That's one, it comes at the right time. You know, you love to have that kind of game against Ole Miss, home, where you just, all of a sudden now you look around and there's a Lloyd getting hot, Kozel's hitting home run. I mean, it just feels like maybe you got some momentum going, yeah.
And Kozel and Lou both had bad days. Those are your Sunday, three and four hole guys,
right?
You know, but go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
No, I was just saying that I believe Aloy won Player of the Week, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. SEC Player of the Week. He did. That's right.
Yeah, guys getting hot at the right time, man. I mean, the year's been a roller coaster ride, but as always said, we got the coach. It looks like we have a really talented roster. We can get the timing of the pitching right, and some guys find their groove, some big studs find their groove on the mound, man. You never know. I've seen crazy things happen. Remember Ole Miss, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
Just ran through the tournament with a crazy hot streak, and so never give up on Dave Van Horn and those Hogs, man.
Yeah. Didn't we discuss that yesterday?
Yeah.
About Ole Miss. About Ole Miss. That was when they threw a pitcher at us that I think at the time was a freshman. He might have been the Friday night starter in this particular series and just shut us down to get to the national championship. And they kind of just snuck into the tournament, if I'm not mistaken, that year. And then obviously won it all. So, yeah, I'm with Joe. Like, I mean – man, if you get hot at the right time in baseball, I mean, even if you haven't been great all year, because we've been great all year for a decade and choke at the end.
Yeah,
maybe, you know, it's the opposite this year. I mean,
we're hoping.
Certainly.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah.
It feels that way. Every year we roll in with 40-plus wins and we get the Super Regional lineup, and every year – you know, of course, it's sort of the same thing for softball. We've sort of, you know, we've been in these positions. How do you get over the hump? And so hopefully that will happen. So we've got to be a lot of fun to watch that next couple of weeks. Did want to mention, too, Joe, today is the birthday of a guy that we really like on this show. And I don't know if we brought him up to you or not, but Rogers got some of his best hits. Bob Seger turns 81 today.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a Bob Seger fan at all?
I am, man. Love that. Turn the page, Against the Wind. Oh, the night moves. Yeah, guys got some bangers.
All time
bangers.
Got a ton of them. Yeah, Rogers got a little mashup of some of them. Hollywood Nights. Hard to believe he's 81. That gets the win.
Shame on the moon.
Shame on the moon.
Fire Lake. Midnight Rider. How do you not like that, Joe?
Well, I love it. I've introduced my daughters to Bob Seger just recently, actually, within the past month or two.
What commercial use him as the advertising for Like a Rock?
Chevy. Yeah,
not even a hesitation.
It was a yep. great campaign. It was a brilliant campaign.
It was.
Yeah, it went for several years. And sure, so, you know, sure. Hard to believe he's 81. So I tell this story quite often, Joe, as I was playing down in Houston, Texas, 1982. It was the Blue Bonnet Bowl. We beat a really good Florida team that was had about 10 guys that were starters in the NFL, but we beat them. But I'll never forget, we went out to a club late that night. I don't know if it was after the game or whatever, and a limo pulls up. It was probably 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. All these women start pouring out of it. So we were thinking, who in the heck is getting out of that thing? And, you know, woman after woman. And the last person, he looked familiar, and I said, who is that guy? And it was Bob Seger. Of course, that was 40, 45 years ago. He was in his 40s then. He's 81 now.
So. Wow. Hey, Joe, you seen him live?
I'm not going to
see him live. That song right there is awesome. I watched him at Simmons Bank probably, I don't know, it might have been 12, 15 years ago, and he played 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow. Hours.
He took maybe a 10, 15-minute break, and then, I mean, but he literally played 3.5 hours. And, I mean, they might have dropped some keys, Joe. You know.
Listen to that insider talk.
But, I mean, he was still unbelievable, sounded great. I mean, just awesome.
He was great. I saw him. That's probably great, early man. 70s.
Oh, you saw him in person?
He opened for Elvis. I was at
Elvis. Oh, shut up.
What? I'm just telling you.
Shut up, Lottie. You're going to Terry Bradshaw on us. Terry would do that when he would call.
Well, I'm just going to tell you right now. It's one of these people. Until somebody knows something different, I'm just going to say, yeah. And I also, and they opened. They also played at halftime at the Razorbacks win over Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. I saw it all.
Do want to thank D3 Auto Sales for sponsoring Joe for the last time. They're down in the Desert, 2410 Main Street. But now his sponsorship is open. We appreciate that.
Him. Sure.
Hey, I asked Justin a few minutes ago and Raj and the gang. Willie Mays' birthday is today. I said, would you put Willie Mays on the Hall of Fame, but the Mount Rushmore of the greatest players of all time? Does he make it or not?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
That's
yeah, true. I would. Joe's a good
guy.
Babe Ruth?
It's Babe Ruth.
Willie Mays, because you hear a lot of ball players from that era. I think a lot of them answer that question, who's the greatest they ever played against or with, and all of them said Willie Mays.
That's true.
You know what? And somebody pointed out as well when they talk about Barry Bonds and all that, and yes, you still had to have the speed and do all those sort of things. Willie had 500 without drugs.
And he was an all-around guy. He did everything.
He was funny. He had a cartoon.
Great fielder.
To say, hey, kid.
Yeah, his personality, was great. Yeah.
He's being the one. And hell, he's Barry Bonds' godfather or whatever.
Justin threw out a couple
of... Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He was. Mm-hmm. Justin threw out, and Roger, you threw out... in addition to Babe,
Ted Williams,
which you could certainly make the is a great one, the greatest hitter.
I think to give him credit, I think that was Christian.
No, I think it was Roger.
It was Roger.
Yeah. I agreed with Roger though. Yeah, what about Jackie Robinson?
Jackie Robinson.
I don't think he's on the Mount Rushmore of players, but he's very important.
Performers.
No, he's very important.
I think as far as influence, he was.
Well, for that matter, Kelly Leak
was as big as anybody.
You know, Kelly Leak as well.
Well, the other one is no. Who's Kelly Leak?
Bad News Bears, that hood, little hood.
Nolan Ryan is another one.
Yeah, I said Nolan Ryan, Joe.
No, to be honest, then... I think it was Christian.
I think pitcher, it would probably be like Kofax or Walter Johnson.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Joe, what do you say?
Who's got the most
wins?
No-hitters of all time?
That's Nolan.
Nolan Ryan. By a mile, too. Yeah,
didn't have Cy Young.
In my opinion, it's like
but
a
he should have.
Though you got to have a Mount Rushmore for an era before they integrated.
That's right.
You know, the league.
You have to.
And you got to kind of put into context how great guys were. There were a lot of guys from the Negro League that were actually better than the other guys.
Yeah, right? Josh Gibson and Satchel Paige probably would have been all time greats.
Satchel Paige.
Absolutely, they would. So you put those guys into somewhere into context that. I believe Satchel Paige played until he was dang near 60.
Yeah, he pitched a game for the Athletics when he was 59. Sorry to interrupt.
There you go.
Well, I think
that's amazing.
Go ahead, Joe.
I think you gotta say, if you have a Mount Rushmore with Ted Williams and I believe you've got to go even further back than that and say Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb was,
I said Ty Cobb.
He's probably the greatest baseball player ever until Babe Ruth showed up. And even then, he might have been, 1A, 1B. But a lot of Ty Cobb's records, I believe, held for a few.
Ty Cobb.
80 years.
I think Ty Cobb would be on the Mount Rushmore. Let's put him on the Mount Rushmore. The greatest athletes that also killed a person. So you got Ty.
OJ, allegedly.
OJ, Ty Cobb. Who was was it Ray Carruth?
Ray Carruth. Yeah.
Who else?
Oh, wow.
I'm just throwing them out there. It's a whole different Mount Rushmore. But to your point, Joe, yes.
Weird at Mount Rushmore.
it's a totally bad one. But there are so many. We could go back in basketball, football, baseball, all of the sports.
Ray Lewis?
Yeah.
I believe.
That's allegedly. Yeah. We don't know that because he might still show up in the touchdown club.
I believe in the inaugural class of the Naismith or the Baseball Hall of Fame, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb was the only
unanimous. Yeah.
Which over
shows
Babe Ruth.
You they didn't do Babe Ruth. Exactly. It was because somebody didn't like Babe Ruth. Yeah. Babe Ruth also did all that stuff, getting drunk, smoking, and eating footlongs.
Yeah.
But again, different era. Era with all the athletes, white and black, if you do that. That's why I think I threw Hank Aaron on there as well. But that's probably because of my youth. And I remember Hank being a hero of mine at the time, number 44.
Joe, the last thing I want to throw at you before you get out of here, did you see where the Rolling Stones are releasing their 25th album? So that they've been recording music for 62 years, I think I heard. They're going to have Paul McCartney, Steve Winwood, Red Hot Chili Peppers and some others, but can you imagine having a career? Justin, obviously you can jump in on this as well because I haven't brought it up. Their 25th album.
I'm surprised that they've only made 25.
I know.
Albums.
I was sort of surprised at the numbers. Yeah.
Joe, what have you made? 15, 20? I would say I've made 10 or 12.
Yeah,
it
is.
So that's kind of surprising that's the amount that they've made. I would have thought it would have been 60-something.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, they had considerable gaps in between albums like 70s, 80s, 90s. I think there was only a few of them out there because I think they were kind of trying to find their identity a couple of times, and they did that like disco. I can't remember what's that song? Brown Sugar?
Yeah.
One of those songs that was like a disco. Like a disco song. And
I think it was Brown Sugar.
Quite a bit of like
controversy.
Kind of revolt a little bit with their fans. So I think they didn't make many albums in that whole like 25 years there. I don't know. Back to your Mount Rushmore thing.
Yeah.
If I could really quick, my opinion, the Mount Rushmore, there's got to be two of them, from the integrated years.
Sure.
To the segregated years. And I think Willie Mays in the integrated years, Willie Mays is definitely on the Mount Rushmore. Nolan Ryan definitely on the Mount Rushmore. And no modern guy, in my opinion, belongs in the categories of those guys because of the steroid use that became big deal. Like Barry Bonds, absolutely not. But that's your home run leader.
Sure. So I can see that.
Nobody really in the modern league comes close to those guys. I think. There's even guys on the list that are 5 through 15 that you can make an argument for that, like Stan Musial and those guys, they should be on the Mount Rushmore.
Look at Joe.
I even said Jeter, maybe. And I hate the
Jeter,
Yankees.
He's up there.
Did you say no, Christian?
No, not Jeter.
Jeter is.
He's got rings.
Stud.
He's got rings. He doesn't have the greatest numbers.
And he had he had some just unbelievable plays, like the one
just
in the
opinion.
World Series.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he kind of changed the game, in my opinion.
Why?
But, he changed the game the way he played.
I think you just, I know what you're doing. You're trying to trigger me.
No. Yeah, I mean, like the jump throw. Like, if he had to go to his right as a shortstop and the jump throw, nobody had done that before him.
Justin, you upset me yesterday with one of your takes.
Oh, let's ask Joe about that.
I'm going to upset Justin. He wasn't the best shortstop on his own team.
Oh! Yeah, there goes your desert stage.
Hey, Rod.
Okay, first of all, how did I upset you yesterday?
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Joe, sit back and listen to this. Joe, Stevie Wonder. Justin is not a big fan of Stevie Wonder. He's not a fan.
I don't think he's a good singer.
What? Oh, man. Come on, Justin. Yeah. Oh, man, I got to disagree.
I don't think Stevie
Wonder is a killer.
I don't think he's amazing.
He started talking industry terms,
like
Joe.
Nichols.
He says he sings sharp, and we're all going, we don't know what the hell that means.
Well, that may be true. There's a lot of guys out there that technically I could say are not very great.
Joe, go listen. He cannot sing on key.
He was pretty inventive, though, man. That guy was phenomenal, though.
He was inventive. Yeah. But
some people call Derek Jeter the Stevie Wonder of the shortstop.
As far as singing, they couldn't. He's not a great singer.
All right. Well, last thing, Joe, and I'll agree with you on that, but if we talk about the same thing with those, and we could have a conversation about this forever because I dig it, about the ball players and all that. With baseball, got to say the same thing about golfers because the equipment back in the day was a lot different too. When you had a Massey Niblett over the shafts that they have now and all that kind of stuff, but a whole different era. So yes, before and after, we could chop that up all day, and then we'll see. Famous singers. Justin doesn't like Mount Rushmore. We've got a list of that too.
I don't know if this helps at all, but like, you sing way better than Stevie Wonder.
Whoa!
Stop it, Justin.
How about that? Yeah.
No, you do. You
quit it.
You actually sing on key. He don't.
Quit it. Ooh. I take offense to you being nice to me. I take offense to that.
Joe, good stuff as always,
thanks,
buddy.
Joe.
Thanks, Joe Nichols. You're the best.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
Joe
y'all.
Nichols. Go Hawks. Go Hawks.
Big, he said.
By the way, guess who, if we said dead or alive, guess if I said Ted Turner, what would you say?
I'd say dead.
He just died.
Yeah, I'd say dead.
Oh, is that right?
He just died last few hours. So.
Is that right?
Well, Ted Turner.
Last few hours?
Yeah, I think, really? I think it just happened. Yeah, didn't he own the Braves for a while? Did
he did. Wow, yeah. That's why they were on TBS all the time.
What was his major contribution to TV?
Exactly.
TBS?
Yeah, what were the Braves? What was the little nuance? What was the one thing about
TBS and WGN? You could either watch the Cubs or the Braves.
Yeah. What was the one thing about his show?
And I would never watch the Cubs because they were Yankees. And I always watched the Braves. That's why I was a fan of the Braves. Trey.
What's your hint, Roger?
It had something to do with start time.
Did they put the clock on there?
He always started his shows at 5 minutes past.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:05.
Oh, CNN did?
No, TBS.
6:05. Yeah,
every show. I got you. Every show.
His show started at 5 minutes after. So he kind of kept you before other shows started.
I didn't know that.
So you're stuck on a great marketing tool.
Christian, by the way. I really mean that.
Wow.
Like, I really do think
I really take offense to you being nice to me.
However you take it, but that's my personal belief.
We have a Stevie Wonder on our team now. All right, don't go away. It's 9:30 in Morning Mayhem.
No, we have somebody who can
better.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Yankees won their 25th game of the season by beating the Rangers 7-4 last night. It's also their 15th win in 17 games. Elsewhere, the Cubs won their 7th straight game by beating the Reds 3-2 in 10 innings. Michael Busch hit a game-tying home run in the 8th before hitting the game-winning single in the 10th. The Braves won their 26th game of the year by beating the Mariners 3-2. Matt Olson hit the go-ahead home run in the 9th inning. On Monday, he hit his 300th career home run, a feat only 166 players have accomplished in MLB history. He leads the National League in home runs with 13 and RBIs with 33. And Arkansas softball will take on Mississippi State in the SEC tournament today. First pitch is set for 1. Coverage can be seen on SEC Network. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We still will have rain showers through the day. A 60% chance of light to moderate rainfall. Cool, a touch breezy with a high of 62 degrees. Tonight, down to 50 for the overnight low, and a 40% chance of rain stays cloudy. But tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 70. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino, where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Memorial Day weekend. One day set aside to honor and remember our fallen. The other days are for you to unwind and relax at Lazy Boy of Little Rock. Comfort meets big savings with up to 50% off store-wide. Plus, free delivery, which means comfort comes to you. Memorial Day weekend. Honor and remember those who have sacrificed for us. Stop by Lazy Boy of Little Rock, 1000 South Shackelford. Long live the lazy.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Come on. Mona, Mona, Mona,
Mona, Mona, Mona, Mona. Tomorrow I will be the moderator at the AIR seminar for folks who deal with compliance, emissions in the state of Arkansas when you're putting up power plants, energy, anything like that. Yeah, Shannon Lynn has got me as the moderator for this panel, Roger. Growth, power, and permitting. What's driving project constraints in Arkansas?
What did you say? The what seminar?
It's the AIR seminar. So they have these. They have the water, air, power, energy.
It sounds like a Power Rangers.
So they have all these folks who deal with energy in Arkansas, power, and all the things that you know, whether it be electric power, energy, whatever, data centers, AI, in any way. So they've
that's
got this,
so awesome.
Yeah, I'm people are like, hey, why are you there?
Before we finish the show. Can I just say or point out rather that I have offended our brother by complimenting him.
No,
that's a first.
You have.
Listen, I love it. I cannot wait for the rest of my life to refer to Christian Weaver as our Stevie Wonder. And better, even better than our Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Weaver.
Wow. Very good.
He's better than Stevie Wonder. And that comes across as offensive to him.
Give me some My Sharia Moore, Stevie. Guy Christian Weaver.
My Sharia Moore, lovely as the summer day. All right.
Doesn't matter. You know what?
Will you sing one for my wife for me?
He sang it on key.
Yeah,
he would.
He did. Yeah, here's what I want from
Stevie
you.
Stevie would be sharp.
I would like you to sing this song for me. I think it was Stevie Wonder. Didn't he do the one? What is it? Stevie Wonder. What was the one with Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder?
Gene Wilder.
Yeah. What was that show?
Movie?
It was a movie they were in. I think he was having a head movie affair with Kelly LeBrock, or maybe he was sleeping with Kelly.
I haven't seen that one.
No. Yes, you have. Well, you might not have seen.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what you've seen. I'm kidding. I'm trying to. Oh my! I got this. I sing this to my wife all the time, but I sing it off key. I think I'll send it to her here in a minute.
You like this song?
I love this.
Oh
song.
Yeah, that's. I just called to say I love
it. Sing
you.
It.
Yeah. No New Year's Day. Good song.
Come on.
You didn't want to sing it.
No, I don't want to sing it.
You sing this to Sam?
I do.
I sing to her all the time.
I don't know.
This is probably the least Stevie Wonder song that I like of all.
It
wasn't a movie. I think you're right.
It was. I think it was the name of the movie. Was it Lady in Red? Thank you, Jay Valentine, who showed up at trivia last night. I love this song. I like this more than I like any other song.
So to reinforce what Justin said, just talking about Stevie Wonder, he's had 100 million in record sales. And 25 Grammys.
Loser.
Well, so is Taylor Swift, and she ain't never sang a note on key.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Gosh, I don't know. Well, listen, I know how you feel about me then.
661-1037.
No, you're a good singer.
No, you're... See, now I know you're eating gummies. Why? Because you went to get me.
No.
Damn it.
I'm out. I don't mean to cuss. I wish I had some.
What?
What?
We're on the air.
Oh, we are.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We'll take that out in post.
I was going to ask too. One other birthday. I was going to ask if somebody said next Justin will be blaspheming Ray Charles. Let's see here. Stevie Wonder.
No, Ray Charles can sing.
Are we going to blaspheme every blind artist there possibly is? Ronnie Millsap next.
No.
Ray Charles can sing.
Right. Only blind artists that play the piano.
The dude from Roadhouse. He's on your bad list.
No.
Someone says Stevie Wonder is a Christian Weaver wannabe. Can you two guys record Ebony and Ivory?
That's a bad song.
Someone said
Which two guys?
I don't know. I'm not sure he's talking about.
I love Stevie, but Ebony and Ivory is a terrible song.
Someone says Bob Seger. I don't like it either. Bob Seger's Feel Like a Number. A great song for the way we feel every day. Feel Like a Number. Okay.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but it's so deep.
Someone says Ozzie Smith is the shortstop Jeter learned from. Sorry, game was already changed, Justin.
The Wizard was... Yeah, he was special, for sure.
Let's see here. Hall of Fame.
I don't disagree.
Right.
You're talking about Christian? Great.
Yeah, you're talking about me?
I saw Bob Seger with my dad several years ago at what was Alltel Arena then. It was an awesome concert, and he still had it. Oh, that's Mama Wizard.
Oh, hey.
That's your mama.
Listen, your mom went to a lot of concerts, bro.
Yeah, I think she's seen Tom Petty like four times.
She's partied a little bit.
With my...
Someone says Baz...
Mama Weaver.
Someone says Baz asked Justin if he remembers the camera catching the Ole Miss player picking his nose and eating his boogers. I saw that over the weekend.
I do remember that.
It was on social
media.
They keep
showing that. You know what? It's, you know, everybody... I'm telling you right now, and I know two of you are going to disagree, but every kid eats their boogers. Every kid has.
Yeah.
Every kid, even when you were a toddler, you reached up there and put a finger in your nose because you didn't have control of your limbs.
I knew better.
So you're just like a little baby. You put up.
Are you saying that you never ate a single booger?
No. Listen.
Stop it.
But to Justin's point, we stopped when we realized that's not the thing to do when we were told.
Stop it.
So when you're 20 and you're doing it, it's a weird thing. But yes, you did, Baz.
Someone says, can Justin explain what singing on key means to the common person like me? What does that mean?
Say it again.
You're going along with the melody.
Singing on key, or what did you say, sharp? You talk about sharp, or you mentioned sharp a couple times, Justin.
Well, sharp is singing too high. And
it's natural voice, though. What if your natural voice is high?
Yeah, I don't know.
What if you're...
If you're off-key, Christian...
Yeah, Christian.
So do we need to change the musical arrangement to fit...
No, you need to sing better.
Yeah, dude.
Here's like you need to sing on-key.
Here's one from my dad. Great show. Y'all are crazy. That is true.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know how to explain singing on key. Christian, do you? I mean, like, it means you sing to the melody of the song and the...
Yeah, it fits together.
I mean, I don't even know how to
explain
that.
It's a lot easier
but
in rap music when somebody raps off beat, and I can tell you that's
wrong. The jig is up, the news is out, they finally found
key.
Me, the renegade.
That's on key.
There's no music.
Retreat for
but it's still on key.
Yeah, it's Acapulco.
Someone says here, oh my gosh, booger eating radio, literally. We did. We were talking about booger eating.
Well, that's it. Hey, listen,
you're lying to yourself.
I meant that as a compliment to you.
Yeah.
I know you did.
Yeah. But he finds, he takes offense to how much he loves Steve.
He was an incredible composer and writer and musician.
Thank you.
He's not a good singer.
At least you've said something.
In my opinion.
Here's one from the 501. Singing on key.
It's just my opinion.
Singing on key refers to hitting the note, matching that, I would think, because every song is in key. I don't know. The pitch. Here's another one. The pitch is in tune to the musical note. Again, I have no idea.
The only pitch I know is where you play soccer.
Baz Vince Neil really sings off key. I don't know. I don't know what you say. I'm not sure. I've never been so hungry I needed to eat boogers.
You're lying to yourself if you're saying that you weren't a kid and you ate a booger before.
That's right.
Can I tell you?
You did it.
My parents never let me eat boogers. They stopped me when they saw it.
Yeah,
they stopped me.
Yeah. But they were always looking.
There was a time when they didn't see you.
Listen, when you were in the crib before you climbed up.
You believe this line of BS that you
already because
you
are... Listen, listen.
I had a gully gull in a bottle of milk.
You had a gully gull?
Yeah.
What is that? It's not
the pacifier.
Is that what you called it?
Yeah, it's a gully gull.
Oh, my gosh. I've known you all this time. I've never known a gully gull.
Notes have a specific frequency. The B sharp is to still play that note, but being slightly higher frequency, higher pitch. And to be flat is to be lower, slightly lower frequency. Think of a guitar string when you turn the thing at the top. It can be the note
That's
C.
That's right.
But
yeah.
if you tighten a little bit too much, it becomes a C sharp. Look at that.
Wow.
Very nice.
Wow.
No, that's exactly right.
Yes, nice. Joe Cates is listening. Super salesman said, I'm with you, Bass. I never ate a booger.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. Last week, I saw you.
Yes, you did.
And you guys can back me up on this. My wife goes, you sound like you can't get words out. Like, you're talking slow.
You?
Like, am I?
Well, you're normal.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, you got a little slower as we went on, but
did I really?
Well, you're trying to think and you speak well and you have a vast vocabulary, so you're trying to think of the right word to say. I think when you were stammering around with the hate for tennis earlier, I think that may have.
I don't think she's talking about that. She's talking about now.
Oh no, I don't. Know.
Someone said we talk about.
But I mean, do I sound like that now?
I wouldn't say that while we're no.
Thank you.
Here's one. We left.
Kate,
up, we left
shut up.
We left
Kate,
up
no,
a,
no. Say stop. No, Kate. Text me, Kate.
Joe and Poen reminds us we left out of Tony. Even though it's not the official name of
Tony
a person.
Danza.
Tony's Pizza.
Oh,
Tony's. Isn't that
the frozen pizza?
Frozen pizza.
Yeah.
Oh my God! There we go. Tony Satchery.
Oh yeah. Is that the yellow box?
I think green, too. I think
Tony's Pizza, yes, it is yellow.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Let's see here. Oh, someone says here, this last one, it's Callie Wings, I think that's her name, both a mother and a nurse at Fordyce High School, where she was shot in the mass shooting at grocery store in 2024 while attending another victim. Yeah, if that's the woman, that was a mother and nurse that was trying to save another person.
Fordyce?
That scumbag who should be 6 feet in the ground sitting in a prison somewhere in Arkansas waiting to, I guess he's got life in prison. He should be in the ground somewhere. But anyway, but that mom, talk about a brave nurse.
Was that Fordyce?
Yeah, that was a shooting at the grocery store.
Well,
yeah.
Nurses, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she was trying to tend to a woman that was already shot, and that scumbag shot her and killed her too.
Yeah, well, speaking of scumbags, a scumbag that kidnapped that little girl death penalty in Texas yesterday. Do it now, Texas. Get rid of that person. End his life now. Or whatever it is that makes him suffer the most. And that's not very Christian-like, but what he did to that little girl.
Someone says, is Justin talking off key?
No.
Someone says,
I'm always on key.
Someone says, bad.
I'm joking. I'm making a joke.
Someone says, Baz eats Chinese food in bed, but he's never ate a booger.
Right.
Listen, Wallace Prince ate burgers in elementary school.
You did? I didn't say you did it in elementary school, Baz. When you were still crapping your pants. Well, that's not even fair enough.
Three-year-old Baz back when you ate a booger.
This mouth 1 year old Baz did. Hey. 1 year old Baz.
I'm talking to my mother. My mother says, no boogers. She goes, you never even tried. She goes, you're amazing.
You never even tried.
No, I wouldn't even try. I knew better.
All right, here's the thing. I can't say that every kid did because I don't know every kid.
Majority.
I would put money on that 9 out of 10 kids did. If you're going to be that 10 kid, of all the 10 kids I know, you might... What is that?
Two songs
going over each other.
That might have been... You might be that guy. But I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to step on a limb. Again, no, every kid ate... But baby Jesus didn't eat boogers, but you did.
Baby Jesus
didn't do it.
All right. Now, don't go away. 9:48. We'll come back and wrap things up.
And I came home last night.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch? It's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury. Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance. During the Genesis Signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway.
The future of luxury today.
Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is celebrating America's 250th birthday, and you get the gift of historic auto loan rates. Get rates as low as 1.776% on 24, 25, and 26-year models for new or used or refinanced. Plus, you can take the summer off from your loan payments with 90 days no pay and financing for up to 84 months. This is a limited-time offer, so hurry and apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org. Alcoa Community FCU. Serving 15 counties in central Arkansas.
When work needs doing or the trail calls, you need a machine that's ready for both. Honda's line of Pioneer side-by-side. Choose the compact 520, the powerful 700 series, or go big with the 1000 line. Built for 3, 5, or 6. Visit Honda of Russellville or HondaofRussellville.com today and find your perfect Honda Pioneer side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual or wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear a seatbelt and close the side nets and doors when operating. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 and older.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word.
It makes me sad to read the order that Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara signed to start the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Vietnam, only to have that order canceled when JFK was assassinated and Johnson immediately reversed the action. 58,000 Americans would die, effectively for nothing. My uncle was one of them. Lives were sacrificed, families were destroyed, and for what cause, exactly? May God bless all of our Vietnam veterans and their families. Double B supports our troops and is thankful for their patronage. All 34 Double B stores over Arkansas appreciate what our soldiers and veterans mean, both to Arkansas and also to the nation. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 24/7 rapid response will help get your life back on track fast. Because this isn't just their service area, it's their home. When you need them, find them at ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. Rainbow Restoration, where they restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big, like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at LittleRockZoo.com.
The 22nd annual Double B's BBQ benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkansas and North Louisiana is coming up May 9th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Sample barbecue from some of the best barbecue cooks in Arkansas competing for the coveted BBQ Grand Champion Trophy. It's the 22nd annual Double B's BBQ May 9th, brought to you by Oaklawn Sports, Bud Light, and Gravely Mowers. Special thanks to Jazz Camper Rental and Arkansas Golf and Power Sports. Get your tickets at BuzzBQ.com.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Jesse, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Thanks, D-Mac.
All right, don't forget, yes, someone says, some of the conversations you guys have, LOL. Sorry. Thanks for listening, everybody. Even when we go, we cover a thousand different directions.
Yeah,
yes.
We took that. What do you call those circles?
We went Mount Rushmore. I mean, we covered so many topics today.
Mount Rushmore of murdering athletes, and Christian had a great one. We had Ray Carruth. Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez.
I mean,
yeah,
he killed.
Him
I think he got the most. He got three, but we're giving him credit for four because he killed himself.
We talked about Willie Mays. We talked about Bob Seger's birthday today. The one other birthday I didn't mention. I was going to ask, which is your favorite movie? George Clooney is 65 today, Roger. Not much older than us.
Wow, George Clooney.
When you think of him, what movie do you like the most?
I like him in The Monuments Man. That was a great flick.
I watched that the other day.
I don't know that.
Brother, Where Art Thou? I liked him in that.
All right, there's that one, and then just the one saying, "Are we negotiating?"
That is a great movie. What's the name of that? Oh my gosh, what's the name of that, Roger? That's one of my favorite.
Client.
No. Where's it? I'm looking.
I'm a Michael Clayton guy.
Michael Clayton, that's it.
That's it.
That is a great movie. Okay. At the end, the ending
that's
of
a very
that
good
is
movie.
All
that may be his best.
I'm telling you, that is a well-written movie.
Fantastic Mr. Fox is very good.
Yeah, I don't know it. I don't search
it. Dusk Till Dawn.
He does not. Yes. Well, okay, that's a Tarantino movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Robert Rodriguez.
When he does a little directing?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was it? What kind of hairdo stuff did he use?
If I had Nerd Alert up here.
Caesar.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? What kind of stuff did he put in his hair?
He's a Dapper Dan man.
Dapper Dan. It's a geographical... You know what? Everything's 2 weeks away.
Are you bona fide?
Huh?
Are you bona fide?
He's a suitor.
He's a suitor.
No.
He hit the guy from... He got the guy from Arkansas.
What's his name?
What's that guy's name? Up in
Simon Todd!
What's his name?
Who? Queen Gasaway?
No, there was
an actor from Arkansas.
His wife.
Is he married to the girl from Arkansas or is he from Arkansas?
He's married to a girl from Arkansas.
By the way, too, on this day in 2004, the final episodes of Friends aired on NBC. 10 years, 236 episodes. Did you hear how much they're getting paid a year for their...
A million.
Oh, it was like 20 million.
No, I heard Acre say 20 million each of them.
$20 million a year for residuals right now. $20 million a year.
Oh, my word.
Because they were getting paid $1 million per episode. Yeah, I know.
Well done.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Well done.
Yeah.
Well, if they're getting that, Seinfeld's got to be making $1 billion.
I know. Tim Blake Nelson is...
Who?
Are y'all thinking about Tim Blake Nelson?
No.
Oh, I didn't think... He's not from...
No, no, it's not him.
Yeah, okay.
It's the other one. It's the one that played the suitor.
Yeah, I
look him up.
He's in other movies too. Tony Robbins, the big man, that
Banana Hands. Banana Hands.
John Head.
Oh, John Head. Massive Head.
Yes.
No, who we're thinking of? Look up.
Yeah, I can't think
look
of
his, up.
He's in some other movies.
Oh, Brother World, though.
He was the fine. What's his name?
Ray McKinnon.
Thank you, Ballantyne. Right, Jimmy, McKinnon. Will you just put your desk up here?
Yeah, Ray McKinnon.
Crying out loud. Ray McKinnon. Yes, yes, yes. He saw me a scrotum checking Daniel Campbell at the premiere of Antiquities here and tried to rap me out. Ray McKinnon did.
What's his connection to Arkansas?
He's married to a chick.
I think she passed.
Yeah, she died.
I didn't know that.
I think she died.
He's been in quite a few things.
Yeah, he is. Was it a mysterious death?
I don't know.
She was the blonde in Officer and Gentleman.
Yeah. I will say I love when we had Joe Nichols on. So we were talking about the Rolling Stones, and Joe said, "Excuse me, I want to go back." He wanted to go back and
baseball.
He wanted to make his place for sure. I want to make sure you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
He had a chance to think through it, I think, too.
Yeah.
Which, it's all debatable. I mean, it's all, you know.
Well, it is in one regard that you do. If you're going to qualify things, you have to qualify a lot of things by equipment.
By different areas.
But then when you qualify as far as not allowing the athlete segregation caused a lot. I mean, if you want to put up who was the baseball the black batter,
Josh Gibson.
You want to put up his numbers against any? Absolutely. But then we have to do the same thing to the Japanese cat. You know, who broke all of Aaron's
Hank ended up beating him.
Yeah, I don't know.
You hosting the show next, Christian?
No, not today's show. I'm hosting Friday. It'll be Chris Kane and Trey Reed today.
Trey Reed and Chris Kane today. We may have lost Justin. I remember our first meeting with RJ.
No, I'm here.
Hey, remember the first time me, you, and Roger and RJ met at Benton? Remember that fireworks show, that fireworks meeting?
Oh, wow.
We're going to visit with Christian today, and then at some point we're going to drive out to Poland, and I'll hang out.
Yeah, right. You're going to put up those cameras.
Tomorrow we'll be at Ava Bella.
Okay.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Jones up next.
Come on.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no sex drive, it may be time to head down to Low T Center. Y'all, 1 in 4 men have low testosterone. Book a free T test at Low T Center. Choose self-pay or insurance and have it shipped directly to your door. Head to lowtcenter.com. That's lowtcenter.com to book your appointment today.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements. Find